A committee of North Carolina lawmakers has passed legislation to end the impasse over who controls Charlotte Douglas International Airport. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The question of who controls the airport has been tied up in court since last year. State lawmakers created a commission to take over and strip the Charlotte City Council of direct oversight. The city sued in response, and everyone, including the judge, is now awaiting a decision from the Federal Aviation Administration, which has refused to decide. The bill compels Charlotte city leaders to tell the FAA that the commission can take over. Mecklenburg Republican Senator Ruth Samuelson advocated for it in the Senate Finance Committee.
We passed a law that the city should have, I believe, complied with. They chose instead to take it to court. Since then, we have tried to work with them. We have not made any progress. So therefore, we thought, well, we'll maybe help get it through court by clarifying the questions that the FAA has.
In declining to decide, the FAA wrote that it wasn't clear if the commission would be part of the Charlotte government. The bill clarifies it would. But that comes with an ulterior motive, Wake County Democratic Senator Josh Stein argued.
This is an ironic piece of legislation because we are saying that the purpose of this is to clarify that the city owns it for the sole purpose of depriving the city for the ability to control its airport.
Charlotte Mayor Dan Clodfelter quickly issued a statement objecting to the bill. The chairman of the Airport Commission was in an all-day meeting and not available to comment, according to an assistant. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.